Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for Thursday, March 22nd, 2012. Political detainees were injured after being attacked by their Israeli captives, and Gaza officials warn of health crisis in the coastal enclave. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Fifteen Palestinian political detainees were injured on Thursday at a military detention facility of Jalbua. Troops stormed prisoners' rooms to force a DNA test. Prisoners have previously protested the DNA test by their Israeli captives. Meanwhile, Palestinian detainee on hunger strike Hana Shelabi entered her 36th day of hunger strike today. She is protesting administrative detention and ill treatment by her Israeli captives. So far, 50 prisoners have joined her protest and went on hunger strike. Earlier in the week, political prisoners announced that they will escalate their protest in April, with 4,500 political detainees planning a general hunger strike and boycotting the military court system. Elsewhere, the Hamas-led Palestinian government in the Gaza Strip is now trying hard to control the deterioration situation in the Gaza Strip following the serious shortages of electricity and fuel supplies, which have put hold on nearly 85% of public services. The government in Gaza is considering declaring a state of emergency, while its officials, in addition to other Hamas officials, are accusing the Palestinian Authority of Mahmoud Abbas in the West Bank and the Egyptian government of being responsible for this crisis. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, March 22nd Daily News Roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. Join us again tomorrow. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Hassam Kassiz and me, Hassam Bannoura.